Welcome, everyone, to the Change Starts Here podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Odom, and I am so excited to have you here for our new season. I hope you've had an awesome summer. I hope it's been rejuvenating, relaxing. I hope you've been able to connect with people you haven't been able to see in a while. I hope you've been able to hang out and spend time with family or friends and are just coming to this new year refreshed as possible. This season is something I'm very excited about. We're trying every year to, you know, this has been our fourth season now, and every year I feel like we get better. And the two areas of growth that we're always trying to make impact in are your head and your heart. Every time you listen to an episode with us, we want to make sure it's making you smarter and helping you be more effective at the responsibilities of your job or your personal life. And on the heart side, we want to make sure we're constantly reigniting passion, helping you get over insecurities and challenges in your life so that you can be the best leader for the people in your professional life and the people in your personal life. And so with that, just want to describe our format again this year. We're going to change up a few things. The order is going to be the same, but we're going to try to make some adaptations. So first episode of every month is going to be this solo episode like I'm doing now. As we start into September, we have a theme for the year, which is speed of trust. We're noticing across the country within districts, there's a clamoring for trust content and support on how to build trust within organizations. And so we're going to focus our first episode of every month and then even our questions for our guests around trust. And so our first episode is going to be me doing a solo portion, and then we're going to interview somebody internally in Franklin Covey about the trust content. And so you're getting not just my take, but somebody else who's had a lot of experience with this content in other ways. And so we think that's going to be a great format change. Again, what we noticed last year is our research team is just awesome. They're brilliant. They're so talented. And so we want to make sure the second and fourth episodes of every month are around research topics to help, again, give you insight to make you smarter and more effective at your roles. And then the third episode, we're going to have a special guest. So we're trying to make sure, you know, every once in a while we'll have a thought leader out in the space, but we're noticing that having practitioners here has been a real big help and impact for you all. And so we're going to just continue to have the best practitioners we can find and hopefully give you as much insight as possible. We're going to get better at asking questions around, you know, what got them into education, but also what challenges they've experienced and how they've overcome, right? That's something that Change Starts Here. Again, we are not scared to fail here. And I don't want anybody who listens to this to ever be scared to fail. You don't want to continue to repeat failure, but you fail forward. You got to take risks to be great. And so the whole part of Change Starts Here is getting great folks to be engaged with us, to be vulnerable, to help us drive insights and, again, continue to get better. So I'm really excited about this season. This first episode is going to be really short and to the point. As you guys know, if you're a loyal listener, you know, there's questions that in every episode that we keep the same. First question is, who are you and what do you love about what you do? And then we end every episode with rapid fire questions. One of those questions is, what's the best piece of leadership advice you've come across recently and that you just got to share with somebody? And why is that? And so today, as we kick off, you know, next month, we'll start into our Speed of Trust series. And so today, I just want to welcome you back with, I captured about five or six key pieces of leadership advice this summer that I've just not been able to get out of my mind that I want to share with you and hopefully challenge you as you enter into this new school year. With that, the first piece is, feel free to get out a pen if you want or save it, however you want. But the first piece is, we must all suffer from one of two pains, the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. Again, I'll repeat these just so you can have them. We all must suffer from one of two pains, the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. Now, I would say that most people struggle and suffer. I'd say, I mean, it could be crazy, is that even 90% of people struggle with the pain of regret. They just don't want to have the pain of discipline or experience the pain of discipline. Well, we all know as leaders, the pain of discipline is what gets us, accomplishes our great goals. And so I want you to really challenge yourself to ask in different areas of your life, right? Because I do think most people have discipline in certain areas of your life. So whatever area you're struggling right now, personally or professionally, ask yourself that question. Am I suffering from the pain of discipline or am I suffering from the pain of regret? And I would assume in most cases, if you have an area of your life where you're really struggling, again, this is not for everybody, but in most cases, you're probably not having enough discipline in your area of your life. And so I would just encourage you to lean into more of that pain of discipline. Secondly, and this is one I've been working with. If you guys are watching, you can see my kids behind me. It's something that we've been talking about with my kids this summer. My one son and I just got back from a golf tournament he played in that was really, really hard for a 10-year-old. Just crazy hard. And this is a piece of leadership advice that we came across, which is don't wish it to be easier. Wish you were better. Again, don't wish it were easier. Wish you were better. And so it's so hard sometimes because it's so painful. You're in a huge trial in your life or a huge challenge in your life, but there's going to be a brighter day. And so just lean into that challenge and focus on how do you get 1% better each and every day. So again, don't wish it were easier. Wish you were better. This next piece of advice I found super helpful, and it's one that I've talked about in the past, but I wish as an educator, when I was a student, I wish I would have understood this at a much earlier age. And it's not about money, but it's going to sound like it in my head, but I'll explain it. So formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. And again, take money aside. I'm not thinking about it in that lens. Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. The way I take it, feel free to take any of these the way you want to, but the way I take that is there is power to inspiring students and adults to self-educate, to learn how to just investigate things on their own. And so many American children especially, I think, are really good at mastering the formal education. How do I learn just enough to get an A on the test? How do I learn and master this content so I can get that degree? Versus how do I just get lost in curiosity? How do I get lost in the love of learning? And so for those of you who are listening out there, as you think about your district, as you think about your school, as you think about your classroom, challenge yourself. How can I help my kids love learning for the sake of learning? Because again, self-education will make them a fortune. And so challenge yourself to create that passion in learning in the adults that you work with and the kids you work with. All right, another one was, if you really want to do something, you will find a way. If you don't, you will find an excuse. This is one that I worked on with my kids this summer. So again, I'll go slower. If you really want to do something, you will find a way. If you don't, you will find an excuse. I look at my life and think about the times where I just ran up against a brick wall and didn't find a way around it. I found excuses, not a way. And so just challenge yourself as you're running into a dead end. Really ask yourself, are you wanting to accomplish something? Because if you are, you'll find a way. But if you don't, you'll find an excuse. This summer, my wife I think I've talked about her before. She's chief of staff of a school district right now, but she was a former reading teacher. And so we have a very text-heavy house, but as sports come on, I am incredibly guilty of having the TV on way too much. And then that opens up our iPads and other things. Again, I'm not against technology, but this quote hit me like a ton of bricks, which is successful people have libraries. The rest have big screen TVs. Successful people have libraries. The rest have big screen TVs. And as I'm sitting here, I can think about the three big screen TVs I have somewhere in my house. And I feel incredibly convicted by that. So first and foremost, I want to make sure that when I saw that, we're trying to make sure that we have more reading times set apart for our house. We're talking about books more often. We're engaging in literacy way more often, because I do think that's true. The people I look up to the most were the most impactful people in my life, I think, are so well read. And so just challenge yourself. Look around. Again, I love watching sports. I love Netflix. I love a lot of those things. And so this is not an attack on those things, but really just challenge yourself to think, how much of a priority are the big screen TV moments over reading and learning together? And so again, successful people have libraries. The rest have big screen TVs. I thought that was great. I have two more. And this is something I want to challenge everyone here. If you are not willing to risk the unusual, you will have to settle for the ordinary. Again, if you are not willing to risk the unusual, you will have to settle for the ordinary. I can't imagine there's anybody listening to a podcast like this for longer than a few seconds that isn't striving for greatness, that isn't striving to have the biggest impact on the people around you. If you're listening, ask yourself, are you willing to risk the unusual? Are you really willing to put yourself in an uncomfortable situation to try to achieve greatness for those around you and to really unlock the potential of the people around you? Push the limits, take chances, risk the unusual. And then the last one, which is one that I can be guilty of sometimes, is, and it's been hit, that's why I saved this one for last, without a sense of urgency, desire loses its value. Without a sense of urgency, desire loses its value. You have to have a sense of urgency. Again, remember, we are only promised today. We are only promised this moment. And so really think about, are you operating with a sense of urgency in every aspect of your life? So often I can feel like I'm operating with a sense of urgency with things when it comes to work. But when I think about trying to planning a trip or creating more moments with my family, I don't know if I have the same urgency. I think I come up with, going back up earlier, I think I come up with more excuses than anything else because I'm tired or I've worked so hard. But life is short. We have just today. So again, without a sense of urgency, desire loses its value. Operate with urgency with everything you do. Risk the unusual and lean into this to make a great year. You guys are destined for greatness. I thank you so much for those of you who have been loyal listeners for the last 4 years and allow me to grow with you all. If you remember, I don't know if you've seen the Talladega Nights, Ricky Bobby story, but I would say the first season I felt like, you know, Ricky Bobby, when he's first getting interviewed, not knowing what to do with his hands. And I still feel that way some ways in my heart, but I feel a little bit more comfortable. And it's really because you all have allowed me to grow with you. And so I hope you're finding these episodes impactful. I hope it's challenging your practice. And I hope every day you're looking in the mirror and think, how does change start here? Thank you for listening. This is going to be an awesome, awesome season. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do, and have a great day.